In the beginning. Well, in 1960, after the passage of the Reserve Bank Act 1959, which was Commonwealth legislation, there was the Reserve Bank of Australia, and it supervised banks in Australia, and all was mostly pretty good in the Australian banking world. But over time, different kinds of financial services developed. They were regulated by a range of different regulators, depending on the type of services they provided. Here are the basic general rules of an auction. The home is sold unconditionally at the fall of the hammer. You must be a registered bidder. If you are not able to be present, then you must arrange a power of attorney or the correct bidding authority for someone else to bid on your behalf. Please check with the solicitors and agents prior to auction to ensure you have the correct authority in place. If you are a company, then the relevant authority for the company is required on the company letterhead, with the company's signatory present to execute the contract.
The best method to remove cataracts today is called extracapsular cataract surgery by phacoemulsification. The whole operation of removing the lens can be performed through an incision only 3 millimeters long. This greatly reduces the time it takes for the eye to recover its best vision. The surgeon removes the cataract and leaves the back layer of the lens, called the capsule. Once the cloudy cataract lens has been removed, it is replaced with a clear plastic intraocular lens implant.
Robbers want to get the cash or valuables and make a fast getaway. Generally, they will only harm people if they feel they are being hindered in achieving these objectives. These sorts of false heroics are extremely dangerous for yourself, the other staff, and any customers. About the only place this sort of behaviour works is in the movies.
Overstimulated osteoclasts cause excessive breakdown of bone, releasing chemicals that promote tumour cell growth. As the tumour grows, it continues to produce the cytokines that attract osteoclasts. The bone destruction caused by overstimulated osteoclasts, known as osteolytic bone metastases, is associated with most solid tumours, including breast and lung cancer, and also with multiple myeloma,